It's Friday, November 5th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. No doubt you already know the name Richard Wurmbrand, the brave Romanian pastor who dared to speak out against the communists during World War II. After he was imprisoned and tortured for 8 years, he wrote the book Tortured for Christ. Now, Voice of the Martyrs, the ministry he founded, is releasing the movie about his equally courageous wife, Sabina, entitled Sabina, Tortured for Christ, the Nazi Years. It's the story of how God's love transformed an ambitious, atheistic hedonist into one of the greatest Christian women of the 20th century. The film opens with Sabina Wurmbrand risking her life to show Christ's love to a trio of Nazi soldiers.
Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. We believe this or we don't.
Sabina's cast and crew filmed on site in Romania and earned the Best Feature, Audience Choice, and Best Original Film Score awards at the Christian Worldview Filmmakers Guild and Festival. In our transcript today at theworldview.com, watch the trailer and get tickets for one of only 3 days in the theaters, Monday, November 8th, Tuesday, November 9th, or Wednesday, November 10th. In the race for governor in New Jersey, the Associated Press officially declared Democrat Phil Murphy, the incumbent, the victor over Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli. However, it's not the media that decides elections, it's the people. And Cittarelli has no plans to concede, reports NJ.com. Out of the 2.4 million ballots cast in New Jersey, fewer than 30,000 votes currently separate the two candidates. And get this, there are still 326,611 vote-by-mail and provisional ballots yet to be counted. In an email to his supporters, Cittarelli wrote, quote, "This race is far from over," end quote. Listen to a soundbite from a two-minute video he tweeted.
There are still tens of thousands of vote-by-mail and provisional ballots yet to be counted. And so, the governor's victory speech last night was premature. No one should be declaring victory or conceding the election until every legal vote is counted.
Thousands of people across America took the day off from work on November 3rd to participate in walkouts and demonstrations in protest of COVID shot mandates, reports the Epoch Times. In Phoenix, Arizona, more than 200 people gathered in protest outside the Wesley Bolin Memorial Plaza. Many carried homemade signs and wore patriotic clothing in support of their message of medical freedom. A government contractor in his 20s, an engineer, said, quote, "They're going to fire me," end quote, by the deadline of December 8th. He added, quote, "I'm looking for other jobs. They have no regard for an employee's choice," end quote. In Michigan, more than 250 protesters from a dozen southeast communities gathered in the Detroit suburb of Royal Oak in Oakland County to demonstrate against COVID shot mandates. Ken Gulak, a healthcare industry worker, said he was already fired by his company 2 weeks before the firm pays out its annual bonuses. He said, quote, "You have to be employed on the payout day. My decision not to take the vaccine cost me and my family $30,000. I have no regrets. I would not change a thing," end quote. And Lynn Mills, a mother of four, said, quote, "One of my grown sons gave up an all-expenses-paid trip to Hawaii rather than be vaccinated. I am very proud of him for standing by his principles," end quote. And about 500 people gathered in front of the James Thompson Center in Chicago to protest against the COVID shot mandate. In related news, San Francisco becomes the first jurisdiction in the world to mandate the COVID shot for all 5 to 11-year-olds, reports the San Francisco Chronicle. In 8 weeks, all San Francisco children, ages 5 plus, will be required to carry proof of full vaccination in order to dine in a restaurant with their family, take swimming lessons, etc. A Virginia Beach pastor, John Blanchard of Rock Church International, is one of 17 people arrested during an online chatting operation conducted by Chesterfield County Police, reports the Virginian Pilot. The operation spanned 2 days. Detectives, quote, "intercepted suspects who believed they were soliciting sex from minors through online and social media platforms," end quote. Pastor Blanchard is facing charges of felony solicitation of prostitution and use of a vehicle to promote prostitution. Hebrews 13, verse 4 says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." And in similarly disturbing news for the church, William A. Jones, the president of Georgetown Baptist College in Kentucky, has been removed over allegations of inappropriate behavior, including sexually assaulting a female employee, reports the Christian Post. And finally, an elderly couple in Victoria, Australia, paid off 82 layaway balances at their local Toy World to help struggling families, reports SunnySkies.com. Scott Mills, the owner of Toy World in Bendigo, said the two grandparents walked into the store on Wednesday wanting to give back. He said, quote, "They told us a story about how they were in hardship when they were younger and struggled to pay their bills ahead of Christmas. They always swore that if they ever found themselves in a position where they could help, they would," end quote. Manager Deborah Delve said she was given the best job ever to call the 82 families who were chosen at random and tell them the good news. One mother was driving and started crying when she heard the news. She had to pull to the side of the road to compose herself. And a father of twin boys, who had just $5 left in his bank account, had his balance paid off too. He was worried he would not be able to buy his son's presents for Christmas or their upcoming birthdays. The store manager said, quote, "We were all in tears," end quote. Acts 10, verse 25 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.